Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Art Rooney, too, is putting his foot down right now. It's just started. He is doing his annual chat with reporters. I was not allowed to say that. Banned. Lip sealed. Could not say Art Rooney, too, talking at 2 o'clock. Had the talking code. Not a single Steelers beat reporter was allowed to say that right now the owner of the team would be addressing the state of the franchise. Rather archaic, no? Doesn't that kind of, in a way, speak to the backwards thinking of the organization? Why can't they let people know that the head honcho is talking days before it happens? Anyone else find that weird?
It's backwards. I mean, Jerry Jones just like sits there and talks every week.
After every game, he's right outside their locker room.
I mean, he's the extreme end, but this cloak and dagger stuff I find weird. I'm also going to admit something. Your video confused the hell out of me last night. Everyone, whenever you put a video like that out there, DMs me, what's he talking about? I honestly tell them, I don't know. No one ever believes me when I say I don't know. The reason your video confused me was because I thought you actually had been told that there was going to be some seismic thing that happened with Art's news conference today. And
there might be. Jeff is there right now. We might get seismic Art.
You were clearly referring to the fact that Art was going to talk today. I just thought everyone knew that.
No, not allowed
because
to.
Because most of the people I talk to behind the scenes who are like anywhere near the inside or cover this team all
there were murmurs
it.
And whispers and everyone was talking about
everyone
it, but they weren't
it.
Saying it. Not allowed to say it.
Everyone knew it privately. Like, no one was, like, wondering, hey, is Art talking today? Everyone privately seemed to know that. So your video threw me off, but that's until I got the information today that you had to do it that way because you had to keep a lip-sealed type of thing happening.
So I would say around 45 minutes from now, you will hear Art Rooney in full on this station. You will hear exactly what he had to say about Mike Tomlin, the Steelers' quarterbacks, their 2024 season in a little bit here. 412-928-9370 will be how you weigh in on that. Can watch it on YouTube with us, Odyssey app, all those things, old-fashioned radio. Now, I do think one other thing that is possible, and we didn't get something before he started talking, but do not be surprised if after he talks, that way reporters can't ask him about it now, is if we find out, I don't know, around 5 o'clock today, that some assistant coaches with expiring contracts were told that their
contract
services were no
renewed.
Longer needed. That I could see that happening.
Not fired. Just let out to pasture.
Donnie has already looked into his Art Rooney 2 crystal ball. And he has started to assemble an Art Rooney 2 bingo card for today's huge Steelers State of the Union address. Things that he is anticipating, that he is predicting we will hear from the Steelers president and owner.
He probably does similar type on. Things for the Royal Rumble, like, you know, put a couple like random guys you expect to make an entrance, some sort of tropes and cliches that happen. So what do you have on the bingo card, Donnie?
Well, I brought this up last week when I was on one of the nights. I think there are three main points that Art will be making. Maybe he may have already made a couple of them. Who knows, in the 5 minutes.
Because he does
so.
Give an opening statement before the questions even start.
Do you think he practices the opening statement before, like, a mirror? Or no? Do you think he's got it written down, or is it like
I think it's a practice.
I love Mike Tomlin. I
thought you were going to say
really
fracking.
Really love Mike Tomlin.
Speaking
I'm very
of Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin, you're my main squeeze.
He will say that he has full confidence in Mike Tomlin to lead the next championship team. That was one of the three things.
Okay. Now, there's so a free, full faith in Mike Tomlin.
There's a free space in the middle of the bingo card I made, Donnie. So there's 24 different.
Yeah, see, that was a collab effort of all three of us. But
24 different Rooneyisms.
Okay, so we're going to get nothing but unequivocal support for a coach that has not won a playoff game since 2016.
Full faith in Tomlin.
He will brag about how Najee Harris eclipsed 1,000 yards again. He'll say how he did that in his first 4 years. No other running back has done that, yada, yada. He may even thank Najee Harris for his service.
Like he served in the military or he's protected our freedoms. We want to thank Najee Harris for being a
We want to thank him for
stealer.
Taking all those tough yards and carries.
We'll leave the door open on his return. We'll see what happens in free agency, et cetera.
Another, okay. The other big one will be that they won 10 games this season. We're never going to complain about that, and we're definitely never going to complain when we make it to the playoffs. 10 wins, playoff berth, job well done.
So outperform the mean.
Yes.
Type answer. Did they take that mean and just crumple and toss it in the garbage?
He may even reference how folks coming into the season, you know, thought that they would have their first losing season or
we
whatever.
We exceeded expectations,
yes,
basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he'll
even very positive tone.
We fully redid our. This is one I probably should have put on mine. We fully redid our quarterback room and still won 10 games.
And then he will also throw in a bonus one, which may have been one he already said. He'll kind of in a joking manner, he'll make mention that this team did beat the Commanders, and the Commanders made it to the NFC Championship game, so we feel like
so
we're
so
it's right
a way to say we're not hot garbage. Hey, we did beat Washington this year. Here's one I like. I think he's going to get asked about George Pickens. And he's going to say something along the lines of, George had his ups and downs this year.
Mm.
There were highs and there were lows with George.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Tale of two cities here.
I also think it's a good bet we get as a response to what Jim Rooney said. Those are Jim's opinions. And then a very awkward ha ha ha, like a laugh at the end of it, where
maybe we'll even get like a little wrinkle there. Jim isn't part of the front office, and those are his opinions.
He's trying to diffuse how deep down, how angry he is that his brother would let the cat out of the bag.
What's the meme? The guy has the mask on with the smiley face,
yes,
and in the back,
underneath,
he's seething
he's
with rage. Aha, we had a couple lively chats around the old dinner table when we got together about that one. Any other ones pony on your
Well, I think
one?
That we will have, whether it's from someone who works for the Steelers website or someone very close, I think we'll have a couple of questions that get wasted on things that Art wants to talk about, like an Ireland game and the draft being here in 2026.
Couldn't be more excited to host that draft. I have a couple for
it's
you.
It's always been our family's passion to play over in Ireland. It would mean the world to us if we collaborated with
as
the NFL
to play a game
in Dublin.
As you know, the draft is the lifeblood of many teams, especially the Steelers. Why think of our 1974 draft, regarded by many as the greatest of all time. I've got a couple boys, if you'll humor me, that I kind of put on my bingo card. If he gets asked about the way the team finish the season, since you both know he has in the past in 2022, Kenny's rookie year, focused on how strongly they finished the season.
Yeah.
I think you might get something from Art to the effect of, well, we did have to play three games in 11 days. We're not going to make an excuse, but that's always tough for such a physical sport.
I might have to talk to Roger about that one.
If he's feeling very froggy.
What do you think, Don?
He kind of sounded like JerMichael Rooney there for a second.
You think we get something like that in there? I might have to have a private conversation with Raj.
Not very happy about the
Mr.
The league offices.
Well, no, he would never say. He'd say, you know, and the league office does a great job, and we're not the only team. And I think he will also get this. I think concurrent with that, And if you look at the caliber of teams we played in that 11-game stretch, he'll point to where two of them are still playing.
Yes! Oh, one I can totally
yeah,
see
I
that one.
I think we're going to get a two of them are still playing. And then you know what, Pony? I think we're going to get one of these two because it involves the other team in that stretch. I think he's going to give us a, we did win 10 games, but our first goal every year is to always win the division.
Oh, he loves
winning that big, bad AFC North, boys. So I got quite a bingo card filled out here. We have kind of a collaborative card. We have a couple of our own favorites. I think one of us is getting a bingo.
Oh, I just, these meetings, these annual conversations, I look forward to them because I do agree that you have to speak art. You have to be fluent in art to decipher and discern what he means and what things are real point of emphasis and what things actually have a chance to change this offseason. But there is also just a lot of cliches and wasted sentences and just doing what you can to try to, you know, get through this, which now has really turned into a pain in the ass because these are not, they should be, I hate to say this, but they should be more like interrogations. They should be more difficult questions and difficult conversations because of the way the team performed. This should not be a, you know, congratulations or a pat on the back or a job well done
part of my biggest problem with this whole thing, Pony, is that they always, I thought, felt so accountable to the city. Like, they held themselves accountable. I thought Dan Rooney always held himself and the team accountable for how they performed because he knew how important it was. And now, like, you weren't allowed to say that this is even happening today, even if some people knew behind the scenes. The tone of the questions, anything that is remotely pointed, I think is going to get swatted away. And I think the overall tone of it, Donnie, I don't know if you agree with this as well, but I think the overall tone of it is still basically like somebody talking down to you, even if they're trying to make it sound nice. It's definitely somebody, you know, like, Pony, you can talk down to somebody or you can like explain yourself. And I think explaining yourself hat in hand is a little more humble. I think this is going to be careful what you wish for. It's still pretty good here, regardless of what you think.
I actually agree with that. I don't think it's going to be a take your medicine, face the music type of day with him. I don't think we're going to get like an apologetic art where he expresses like a lot of disappointment in how the team performed and tries to get on the level of fans either on that in that way where it's like, yeah, I'm super bummed out by this, or even takes a more aggressive tact and sounds legitimately angry over how things have gone, which I believe is where the majority of fans are. I think he refuses to do that because he knows it would be an indictment on himself, which he doesn't want to do, and also on Mike, which he definitely doesn't want to do.
Same reason Mike's never going to acknowledge the anger. Mike might say our fans are passionate. He'll never acknowledge that they have a point.
And then I think you can take this one to the bank, too. I think we're going to get two things for sure on the quarterbacks. I think we're going to hear Art say that all options are on the table. And that would include him saying something like, the door is open for a Russell Wilson return. And I think he's going to say, I thought Justin Fields got better. I think he's going to give some kernel or morsel of, just in case they bring him back, it's a prudent thing to do because he's still a young quarterback and difficult situation, backup that had to start earlier in the year, and he did a admirable job, and they look forward to the opportunity of maybe seeing what else he can do in 2025. And it is hilarious, though, really, when you think about it, that we feel like we've got this guy pegged to the degree that we do. Where it's almost like, no,
it's a Mad Libs.
I have no knowledge. It's not like somebody in the Steelers said, hey, Pony, here are some bullet points or things that Art's going to hit on. It's just I've been through and I've heard so many of these, and I know how he sounds after seasons like this.
He's never once had a chastened tone in a press conference that I can remember. Can you? One where he like acknowledged, wow, this really did not go well for us. Because they, you know why? baked into it. They've just never had a season where they lost more games than they won, and I think he specifically, I never say Mike really does this, he can always use that as cover.
Well, Jeff Hathorn, who's there for us, tried to talk us out of putting on the bingo card. Mike's never had a losing season.
He said
he thinks he knows that he can't get away with saying that, but he can get away really with whatever he wants because he owns the team. He doesn't get voted into that position. This isn't the Green Bay Packers scenario.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.